Coach Montgomery.
I'm still trying to warm up a little bit here. Just give me a second. Well, it was a good, great night for our seniors. First and foremost, it's been about them all week. Really emotional last couple of days for our seniors, not only for me, but for some of the younger players. And we've kind of just did everything around them this week. We let them pick our uniforms, let them stand up in front of the team and say thank you for everything that Pirate Nation has meant to them and some of these players in here have meant to them. And it was just a special night to be able to go out and win in the fashion that we did. It was the first game where we played together really well, offensively, defensively, and special teams. I thought we adjusted after the second quarter, in the second quarter there a little bit defensively, and once we got the lead, we really started to play well. Offensively, it was probably our best performance of the year by far. Really liked some of the innovation in our run game. We showed them a lot of new looks. I thought Holton did a really good job of managing the run game. He is getting to the point in time now where he can get us to runs, which will help us more and more down the road. I thought our backs had a big influence in the game. And I also thought that our perimeter blocking, especially by Snead, was exceptional. Just if you watch some of those perimeter plays, he's kind of the smallest guy out there on the field, but he made play after play after play. Defensively, that was as dominant of a performance after the second quarter that we've had and I've seen. The takeaways were just beautiful to see for our football team. They say you get one and then they come in bunches. Let's just hope that they keep coming in bunches now and our offense can continue to use those turnovers to turn them into points.
Coach Holton, when he went over the top, and yeah, I know, because when all the celebration was done, I saw you say something to him. Did you, and then pat him on the butt? Can you tell us what you said to him?
Yeah, don't jump anymore. Step to the side of him. You're in the end zone. Score, hand the ball to the official, and come back over to me healthy. You know, but the Superman, you know, he got the Superman, and there's no question. He sometimes he pulls that cape out, and I like to see it a lot less, and just let him stay on his feet, keep him healthy. Wanted to get out of that situation down there low and then get Reed in the game, and we were able to do that, but just got to keep him up more. Those runs at the end, they weren't called to pull at all. They were actually called to hand off with no ability to pull, and he still pulled it, and that's why he came out of the game right there, because we wanted to get him out to make sure he stays healthy.
Do you feel like this was a game where you not only dominate with yards and stats, but the scoreboard finally, you dominated, you know, the total score?
Well, we didn't have the mistakes that we've had in the red zone. We didn't have the mistakes that we've had in different places where a guy falls at the 1 or 2 yard line or a holding penalty calls back a play or the reverse last week that could have blown the game open offensively for us to get a defensive turnover in the score. We didn't have those tonight in those critical situations. So, yeah, the scoreboard finally matched some of the yardages that we've had, and I thought that was good.
Coach, senior night, but true freshman provided a lot of impetus to make it a happy occasion.
I was hoping it never got to that tonight. I knew somebody was going to say something about some of the contributions of our young guys, but I got to talk about them now. They're not freshmen in my book anymore. Xavier Smith, Tyler Snead, Holton Ayles, Peyton Winstead, redshirt freshman Blake Pro. We got a lot of young guys. We've recruited well over the last few years, and now you're starting to see some of those guys, you know, come on that know the playbook. Defensively, same thing. There's a lot of guys out there. Daniel Charles, these guys are true freshmen playing in major roles in the game. Gerard Stringer, true freshmen playing in major roles. They came in bigger, faster, and stronger, and now they're in a part of the year where they can make some plays for us.
Can you describe those two touchdown passes to Snead? Those couldn't have been more perfectly placed, could they have been?
Routes versus air have to turn in. We have a period called routes versus air, where they throw these balls constantly all the time, and they look great. And then you go to one-on-ones, and they don't look so great. And then you go to team, and they look even more contested. But today, the timing was there. You got to commend Snead on staying after practice, ever since he's been here, every day. Just trying to find a way to get better. And Holton, same way. And the timing is there. We've really been looking for a dynamic slot. And there's a couple other things that we need. We're starting to find. 37 is coming on a little bit in that slot and tight end wing role. We just got to keep plugging ahead.
Coach, Trayvon jumped over 1,000 yards tonight for back-to-back seasons of 1,000 yards and extends the streak for ECU to 7, I believe. What does that say about his work ethic to come back and put up back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons?
I've said it before. Trayvon hasn't missed a practice. You know, when you're a receiver, there's all kind of things that come up. Fingers, hamstrings, turf toe, knees, shoulders. You know, just a plethora of things that come up, but he hasn't missed. And if you want to talk about work ethic, it's very easy for me to go back through my list. I keep a track of who's missing, no matter what they have. If it's an injury, if it's something else going on, go back and look at who works and who doesn't. You know, growing up, that was kind of the measurement of great people, the ones that got up every single morning for that first shift job that started at 6 a.m. in the mills and made it there every morning without missing. It was just kind of the way that it is. So work ethic is incredible for a guy to go his senior year and not miss a practice. And that's, you know, that just doesn't happen.
And Nate Harvey, can you comment on his record, AAC record, tackles for loss?
You know, I think I've said everything in the world about Nate to this point in time, but he just keeps going. He just keeps going. I told the team last night he got a game ball tonight, of course, and I told him I hope that I'm going to be giving him a game ball next year on senior night too, so hopefully we can give him two senior nights. But his record is because of an extremely talented individual who met the perfect scheme just at the perfect time. And he's worked really hard to become the player that he is. I don't know if we'll see another guy like him, his body type and his strength and his size and speed, so we're really, really excited for him.
Coach, can you give us an update on Darius Penix?
Right now, I can't. I know that the x-rays were negative, and I was really upset when that happened because he's worked really hard, and you hate to see your good players and your players, period, get hurt, but we had an extensive package for him tonight. Extensive, and you know, we didn't get to get to it. Maybe a good thing for us that we still have some stuff left in a few different packages, but we had a big package for him tonight and a lot of different personnel groupings. So I think he just has a sprain right now. We'll find out a little bit more tomorrow, but with this tight week, you know, we got to get up and come in early in the morning and go to work, and unfortunately they don't get all the time that they would get. Tomorrow they'll have their off day, and hopefully we'll get a good amount of treatment for him, and then we'll go right into the week on Monday, which will be a Tuesday for us, if you will.
UConn obviously came and struggled to stop the run, but for you guys to put up 415 yards, I mean, how much confidence-wise can you grow from that young O-line and young running back group?
Yeah, we'll find out. We're going to look at it on tape. I know that we, schematically, we had a few great things going in the early first half, and then we were able to come back and revisit some of those things in the third quarter, which was important. But I think that we had a little bit better play out of the center guard combination, if I just had to watch it from afar. I'm pretty sure we had some good calls from our center passed down to our guard that echoed it out to our tackle. So I got to look at it on tape, but I thought we did a good job of just pressing the line of scrimmage it back and believing it. And all of them don't have to be pretty, but every now and then want to pop out of there.
Trace Christian, Coach, if you could talk about the game that he had tonight.
He had a great game. You know, he's the inside zone runner. If we feel like we can get, you know, push, he can help us on the interior. He helped us on the interior and the exterior tonight. He had a great game. But I know where the game was really won at the offensive line position and the tight end wing position tonight. It was, you know, 37 was going backside on ends that were playing down the line, and he was creating, you know, some great holes. We can continue to progress him. He's going to be a great player. And he's a linebacker by trade, but because of some of the injuries that we've had, i.e. Nate Harvey, we found another great player at another position. Thank you.